This is verse 12, chapter 3 of Madhya Lila. Jai Jai Prabhu Deke Se Sehi Loka Prema Veshe Hari Vale Kande Duka Shoka Angopa Bhakta Seva Prabhu Ke Dekiya Hari Hari Vali Daki Uchai Kariya Shunita Sabara Nikat Gela Gora Hari Bala Bala Bale Sabar Shire Hastadari Tasavara Stutikare Tomara Bhagyavan Kritarta Karile More Shunana Harinam. So what's happening here is Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Mukunda Das, and Chandrasekhar, they were passing through Radadesh, which is not Belgium. There's a place called Radadesh. I think it's Radadesh in Belgium, something. It was not Belgium. It was very much West Bengal. There's a section near Katwa called Radadesh. And it's not Radha, it's Radadesh. This Rad is short A, Rad, which means satisfaction. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through, whoever saw him in ecstasy exclaimed, Hari Hari, as they chanted this with the Lord, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. So the Lord was absorbed in Prema Vesh, in the ecstasy of love, and he was disturbing this love just by his Saundarya Darshan, his beautiful form of his beautiful body, or hearing him chant Hari Hari. So they heard Hari Hari, and what happened? Kande Dukashok. Kande means break. Akanda means no break. Kande means that they, Hari means to take away. But when Lord Chaitanya was chanting Hari Hari, he was Radharani. He's in Radharani's Mahabhav. And Hari Hari means Krishna, O lion-like Lord, Hari Hari, please come and steal my heart. You great thief, oh you great thief, I'm looking for you, I'm searching everywhere for you. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, you stole my most valuable property, you stole my heart, Pranachur. Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Hari Hari means lion. Hari means lion, Hari means thief. Hey, where is the thief? Have you seen the thief? Hey, you tell me. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kotai. So this is a search, the mad search. Radharani searching for Krishna. What is this Mahabhav? What is the madness of Radharani and separation from Krishna? Krishna wanted to taste it and experience it. Now he is, in the form of Gauranga. So they heard that, they heard this Hari Hari, and for them the Hari Hari acted as a thief also. A thief steals something, yes? So what did he steal from the people? Duk and Shok. Duk means there's Suk and Duk. When they heard that Hari Hari entered their ears, that holy name from Radharani, what she's thinking of when she chants it is one thing. What they thought of and what the Prabhav for them was another thing because of their level of consciousness. They're all absorbed in Shok and Duk. What is that? That's us. That's material existence. Shok means lamentation, lamenting over what we lost. Oh, I was young and beautiful, now I'm old and ugly. So we lament. Oh, I had this and I had that and I lost it. We lament. And then Shok and Duk means unhappiness, misery. And who can say they don't experience unhappiness? Who can say they don't experience misery? Sadness, setbacks, obstacles. So that holy name became that thief. And it says, Kanda, Kanda Dukkha Shok. It broke. It broke. That holy name broke. It just broke. Broke, like if a thief comes, he breaks something. He breaks your piggy bank and steals your money. So Hari Hari, and enter their ears, and it stole as a thief. Because Hari Hari means thief, means chore. Hari Hari. So they heard that Hari Hari from Lord Chaitanya's beautiful lips. Then they were no longer, they weren't miserable and unhappy anymore. They weren't lamenting. They were now happy. The unhappiness of material existence disappeared. So that was the effect on the adults. Because mostly adults are involved with Duke and Shok. Children only playing. Children just play. The innocence of a child. Just as everything's play. Laughing, joking. Some crying, also misery. That's there. Can't help it. Can't avoid it. So after seeing all these adults and having that effect on them, then he came across some balaks. Gopa balak sabha prabhuke dekhiya. Hari Hari Vali Daki Ucha Kariya. There was a bunch of Gwalbals. He saw a bunch of coward boys. It's all a country, and the coward boys, these were some Bengali coward boys. Gopa Balaka. Balaka means Balak. Gopal. Bala. Bala Gopal. Little kids. Gopas. They were Gopas. Or you would just say they're just Bengali kids. But they were taking care of cows, so he saw them as coward boys. All the coward boys who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing joined with him, and they began to shout loudly, Hari, Hari, because he used to say, Lord Chaitanya, and, you know, kids like to imitate. Like Lord Chaitanya was in school, he used to imitate Murari Gupta. This is in Chaitanya Mangala. Murari Gupta was a big teacher of Yoga Vashishta. Of course, he's a devotee, Ram Bhakta, and a Nitya Parishad of Ram, and also Lord Chaitanya, an elderly person, a great friend and devotee of Lord Chaitanya. But he was a Ram Bhakta, but still he loved Lord Chaitanya and associated. And he was a teacher in the school of Yoga Vashishta. And that was his work. And so he was walking down the streets and on the way to school and saying, you know, and this Yoga Shastra is gesticulating like this and going like this. But this is some of his students making some points. So Nimai and his friends, they're just little kids. They're like 9, 10. They came up behind him. And said, hey, come on, let's go behind this Murari Gupta. So Nimai walked right behind Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta saying, so it's, we have to, this is all like this. So Lord, I mean, Nimai Pandit was walking behind and going, and the friends would go, woo-hoo-hoo. All the friends were laughing and mocking this Murari Gupta. And then his students said, hey Panditji, oh Panditji, Gupta Saab, you know Nimai Pandit? He's a very mischievous prankster boy. He's a very naughty boy. He's walking behind you and imitating whatever. You go like this, he goes like this. You go like this, he goes like this. Hacha? And then he was walking and he turned around. And then Lord Nimai was going, he said, hey, aren't you the son of Jagannath Mishra? What are you doing? Why aren't you studying Naya? Why aren't you studying Vyakaran? You're offending me? And Lord Chaitanya Nimai said, oh, Baba, I will come to your house tomorrow and you'll find out who I am. Yes. And of course he came the next day and Murari Gupta found out who he was. And if you want to know what happened the next day, then you have to read Chaitanya Mangala. Harivo! So the same way, now that they're getting back at Lord Chaitanya, what goes around comes around. Because when Lord Chaitanya was young, Nimai, he was imitating Murari Gupta. Now he's older, he's 24, he just took sannyas. And now these little boys, they start imitating, the coward, the Gopa Balakas start running behind him, imitating him. Because he's lost in Radha Bhav. These little Gopa Balaks are not in Radha Bhav. They're not in Divyonmad Mahabhav. They're just clever. They're naughty boys. Who is this golden sannyasi? He's going, Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! He's just crying. He's not saying, Hari Hari Hari. He's not like Hari Krishna. He's crying. He had Divyonmad Mahabhav, intense separation, crying, where is my Hari? Where is my Krishna? Hari, Hari. So they're running behind him going like this, Hari, Hari. And for them, they probably are saying, thief, this guy's a thief. They're mocking him, they're laughing, you know? You think they're like taking seriously up the path of Rag Bhajan? They're gopas, they're coward boys, you know? They saw Lord Chaitanya, he said, oh, come on, let's do Rag Bhajan, you know? Obviously, they're fortunate. They're in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. How fortunate. But let's understand it. When Mahaprabhu heard these coward boys also chanting Hari Hari, he was very pleased. He approached them and put his hand on their heads and said, go on chanting like that. Because there's Sanketnam, there's Helanam, and there's Shobanam. There's these different types of chanting. Mock jokingly say, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. It's called Parihasanam. There's four types of namavas. So Parihasa means, hasa means ha ha. Hasya means laughter. So Parihasanam is you make fun. Hare Krishna, Hare. But it's a namavas. You're not making offense. You're just like, you say, oh, okay, Hare Krishna. And he's like, that's Parihas. So they were saying, Hare Hare. So he went and he blessed him. Krishna. He put his hand on their head as a sannyasi giving ashirvad. And say, hey, Gopa Balak. Krishna. Matir. Astu. May you be blessed with Krishna consciousness. So this was the blessing of Mahaprabhu to the Gopa Balaks. Because they were chanting Hari Hari, even if they were mockingly chant, he was pleased to bless them. Then it says that Mahaprabhu blessed them all, saying, they were all very fortunate. In this way he praised them. So Lord Chaitanya is traveling, he just taken sannyas, he met these coward boys, he was chanting Hari Hari and great Divyanmad and Mahabhav. The boys were kind of joking, just kind of imitating him. The Gopa Balaka, the coward boys, said, he was happy, okay, you're chanting. It's called Parihasanam, Namabhas. There's the different types of Namabhas. One is Parihasa. They were jokingly, Hari Hari, okay, Hari Hari. They're walking behind the sannyasi. He's, Hari Hari, where's Krishna? Hari Hari. And they said, oh, look at the sannyasi. They went, Hari Hari Hari. Only like Parihasanam, Namabhas. Laughing, joking. But Lord Chaitanya stopped. Oh, boys, what did he say? He said, Bhala, bolo bolo bole, sabara shire hastadari. Sabara sab shire hastadari. It's like almost like same as Hindi. Dari means holding. Hasta means hand. He held his hand on their head, shire. And he said, boys, it's nice. Keep, go on chanting. He blessed them. He said, you're very fortunate, Bhagavan. And he praised him, and he felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Hari. So we go out on the Sankirtan party, and some people, they chant it. They chant Parihasanam, Shtobanam, Halanam, these different types of Namabhas. And we're happy. Oh, they chanted somehow or other. So he's the same mood. So then, Gupte tasa bakayani, Takura nityananda, Shikaila sabakari, Kariya prabanda. Calling the boys in confidence. Gupte. Gupte means gupt. Gupta means secret. Takur Nityananda. Shikaila Sabha. Shika. Shikaila. Shikaila means shiksha. Kariya Prabanda. Nityananda instructed them as follows. And we'll find out tomorrow. What did Nityananda instruct the boys? Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.